Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news.
This is Faith Under Fire. Each Thursday on Family Life, we give voice to religious battlegrounds in this nation. I'm your host, Tracy Lynn. With us today, ministry leader and former pastor Jim Garlow. While some folks and groups pit people against each other, the biblical model of relationships reaches out and looks for common ground. Jim, how can we bridge the racial divide in this country?
We start with making sure we define racism properly, and that is a human phenomenon, and it is a result of sin. It's not about skin color, as we well know. It's sin of the human heart. And it is a phenomenon among all races. Well, there's really technically only one race, the human race. And the only division of the human race is those who follow God and those who don't. But we use the word race as it's used in contemporary culture. We have really one race, the human race, but different ethnicities. But the fact is that the resistance of people that are different from us is a universal phenomenon. Even the issue of slavery has been practiced by virtually all cultures. But when it comes to the very practical components, what we can do is, one, I advise something so simple as to get with African-American friends, a friend or a small group of friends who are African-American, and just pose this question. I call them listening sessions, and they're really valuable. And say, okay, teach me what I, as a white person, would not necessarily understand about what it is to be black in contemporary culture. Talk to me about some of the challenges you've had. It's interesting, when we watch the news, we think all blacks and whites must hate each other. Then you go out the door and you go to work, go to the grocery store, go to church, and you see blacks and whites getting along all the time, which is good, wonderful. But it is good to sit down and ask, talk to me about this. And I think the average white person would be a little bit surprised at some of the answers.
Yeah, I have a friend. She has raised two biracial children, and she and her husband have adopted. And one of the things, for example, they have said, she has told her son, never wear a black hooded sweatshirt at night. Like, there are certain things you just don't do, you know, the racial profiling or whatever.
Now, that's the type of thing that we as whites do not really grasp what some of our black brothers and sisters do go through. I've heard that and other things similar to that. A second very practical thing was suggested by Senator James Lankford of Oklahoma and Senator Tim Scott in North Carolina. One's black and one's white. And they suggest what's called Solution Sundays. And this is so simple. And that is that ask everybody on some Sunday to invite somebody of a different ethnic background than them to their home for dinner. Now, where I come from, people don't go to homes for dinner anymore. They go to restaurants. So invite them to a restaurant at least and talk about what some of the experiences are. That would be massive in scope if every church attender would do that. Another very practical aspect is we do need to be involved and interested in the phenomenon of overhaul of our prison philosophies and our judicial system. Our judicial system is hardly judicial nor systemic, and the average white person does not necessarily recognize what is being faced by so many as it relates to judicial and prison issues. There's a conservative group called Right on Crime that helps lead people in some proper thinking in this arena. And then a final one, which is critically important, I'll say two more, is educational components. It's interesting that years ago, before civil rights, people would stand at the schoolhouse door and not let blacks in. Now people are standing at the schoolhouse door and not letting them out by not providing them vouchers. They're trapped in underperforming urban schools. But if they could just simply go to a different school, it can make such a difference. So educational philosophy needs to be addressed, and address quickly for the sake of youth. And then the primary challenge in any ethnicity, but it's certainly manifested at a higher percentage among African Americans right now, is the issue of fatherlessness. You point back to almost everybody, high percentages of people in prison were much more likely, twice, three, four, five times more likely to get in distinctive trouble or be at risk is a fatherless home. And so working alongside other people to try to help stabilize homes. I know we can't do a lot, we might think, but if we can help stabilize one home, we can pray for one family, they'll stay together.
Yes.
It's amazing. The black family withstood an awful lot of horrible treatment in our nation's history, but it's from 1960 to the present. It has been disastrous on the black family.
Yes. Thank you for those good practical things. I love the Solution Sunday, and it shouldn't be a novel idea. We should be getting together anyway.
Absolutely. I've been talking primarily black and white, but I recognize Hispanics or Asians or whomever. We chose to focus on the black-white issue because that's the one that seems to be the most intensified at the present moment.
Jim, thanks again for tackling this and other tough topics in the book you've co-written with author David Barton called This Precarious Moment. That's ministry leader Jim Garlow. I'm Tracy Lynn, Family Life News.